WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Vice President Harris is spending most of her time between now and Election Day in battleground states. CBS's Nancy Korda says Harris campaigned with a former congresswoman who was once one of the leading Republicans in the House.
Harris and Republican Liz Cheney disagree on most policies, but on one thing, they are in lockstep.
The necessity of supporting Vice President Harris.
Their goal, to try to win over some of the moderate Republicans who went for Nikki Haley over Donald Trump in the primaries.
Think about how dangerous and damaging it is to have someone who's totally erratic, completely unstable.
Former President Donald Trump is saying things on the campaign trail that no other major presidential candidate has said before. CBS's Robert Costa was at a Trump campaign event in Concord, North Carolina.
Trump delivered remarks near an area of North Carolina battered by Hurricane Helene.
The power of nature. Nothing you can do about it.
Once again, falsely accusing FEMA of misdirecting relief money. Trump's denunciations, which federal officials have dismissed as untrue, are just the latest barrage in an increasingly aggressive and harsh battle with Harris.
You're a vice president.
Police in Fall City, Washington are investigating a multiple homicide. Cairo TV reporter Louis Tran has details.
We're all in shock. Fall City flooded with King County deputies after five people were found dead inside a home.
Now, this is a significant event for this neighborhood, and I'd call it a significant event for the region.
Investigators say that there were reports of a shooting. The victims are two adults and three kids. One teenager is currently in the hospital, and another teen who investigators say lives at the home is currently in custody.
American officials continue to travel to the Middle East to try to bring the war in Gaza to an end. Details on that from CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
President Biden's special envoy, Amos Hochstein, is back in Lebanon for what he said was his sixth or seventh time there. He landed just after Israel's military launched airstrikes on dozens of facilities used to finance Hezbollah.
The online auction for Los Angeles Dodger Shohei Ohtani's 50th home run ball from last month is up to more than $2 million, says CBS's Matt Piper.
The whole thing is overshadowed by the legal situation surrounding the ball. One man walked out of the ballpark with it after gaining possession, but two others have sued, saying they grabbed it first. All the parties involved in litigation have agreed, though, that the auction should go on.
The auction ends Tuesday night. Ohtani became the first player in baseball history to hit 50 homers and steal 50 bases in a season. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a dramatic last-minute drive on offense and a winning field goal from their new kicker, Brandon McManus, to win 24-22 over the Houston Texans. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Gives the team confidence. Just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud finished the day 10-21 with no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of just 58.8.
You know, a lot of things didn't go right offensively. defensively. We just really didn't get in the rhythm early. Thought we ran the ball really well, but just weren't clicking in the passing game.
College football, Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker unable to score despite rushing for 126 yards.
They held him out of the end zone, and we pride ourselves on giving him opportunities to get him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, are what really happens in that second half.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, mid-50s as we wake up Tuesday morning, a light south breeze. On your Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower to middle 70s. There will be a slight chance of showers late Tuesday. It's 66 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Get out your notepaper and your pens and pencils, folks. I'm dropping all the voting tips and detailed logistics that you need to ensure that your vote counts this November 5th. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So Ross Story went to sent a reporter to one of the Trump rallies, and they got this Trump supporter. Actually, it wasn't Ross Story. It was Right Side Broadcasting Network. I'm sorry. Ross Story is reporting on it. And his name was Andrew, the supporter, and he said he was there to represent the truth and Jesus Christ. And said that Democrats have sold out for the devil. They don't want anything to do with God, he said. I think Harris better get on her hands and knees and start crying out to the one and true living God, because if not, she's going to meet her maker real quick. I think she's dumb. She's one of the dumbest women that could ever run. She shouldn't run. And then he really nailed it. I mean, this is, of course, the worldview of many fundamentalist Christians. This is a man's world. This is a man's country. This country is supposed to be run like a business, and that's why Donald Trump is the one that we need at this moment. Right. It's a man's way. What's that song? You know, it's a man's way. No, Trump was playing that at one of his. That was the one of the songs that he was dancing to. It's a man's way. Yes, he can rape somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it. Bergdorf Goodman is on Fifth Avenue. All right. A turning point. Adam Nichols writing over at Ross Story. Analyst sees campaign masterclass gain shocking boost for Trump. Writing the New York Times, John Della Volpe, the director of polling at the Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics, describes seeing young men flock to the Republican presidential candidate's campaign as a result of a dedicated effort to win young males over to the MAGA movement. He said, if effective, Trump's effort could peel away enough from the Democratic Party to transform the country's electoral math for years to come. He said his research has shown a, quote, increasing political rift between young men and women under 30, two groups critical to Democrats' success in recent elections. Since the spring of 2020, the share of young men identifying as registered Democrats has dropped by 7 points, while those identifying as Republicans have increased by 7 points. I put this to the kind of the bro podcast culture, the whole, Joe Rogan kind of thing. This analyst, he says, Mr. Trump has tapped these anxieties. He's talking about, the anxieties of young men, basically. Has tapped these anxieties by weaving a hyper-masculine message of strength and defiance into his broader narrative that undermines confidence in democratic institutions. And it is working. He said the demographic swing toward Trump has long been planned with tens of millions of dollars committed to it. Not good. But, this is apparently the kind of stuff that actually excites young men. Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, day before yesterday, talking about, the size of Arnold Palmer's penis. I mean, he just went off on it, and the day before that, he was talking about how Harvey Weinstein got schlonged. Another genital reference. Apparently, Well, not apparently. I mean, you know, young men like this stuff. Hey, it's crude, it's graphic, it's sexual, it's and kind of tough guy stuff, right? Yeah, that's me. I'm a tough guy. Hey. Before the speech, Trump devoted the first 20-some-odd minutes of his speech in Pennsylvania to Arnold Palmer in the size of his Johnson. And Trump Sr., this is from the article on Associated Press News by Michelle Price and Will Weiser. Trump Sr. advisor Jason Miller told reporters before the speech that Trump planned to preview his closing argument against Vice President Kamala Harris and start to get into that framing. So Stephen Miller comes out and says Trump is going to lay out his real, this is the closing argument against Harris. And Trump gets up there and for 20 minutes talks about Arnold Palmer being a real man and the size of his, you know, this is in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, but, which is where Palmer was born, by the way, back in 1929, which I think is the same year my dad was born. I'd have to go look, but I'm pretty sure it is. My dad is no longer with us either. Meanwhile, Elon Musk has this super PAC. It's called the Future Coalition PAC. He's got a bunch of them. He's got multiple ones. And this PAC is running ads in Michigan targeting zip codes with high levels of Muslims, saying Kamala Harris stands with Israel. She has a Jewish husband. Her Jewish husband tells her what to do regarding Israel. So Elon Musk is running those ads in Muslim areas in Michigan. And in Jewish areas of Pennsylvania, the same PAC funded by Elon Musk is running ads that say two-faced Kamala Harris stands with Palestine, not our ally Israel. Reject Kamala Harris and her pandering to Palestine. So when talking... I mean, it doesn't get more anti-Semitic than this. I mean, literally, I'm shy. Talking to Jews and saying, oh, you know, she loves Palestine. Talking to Palestinians and saying she loves Jews. This is the open exploitation of, you know, this historic conflict, I suppose, by Elon Musk, who... I don't know what religion he has, if any. I don't know how he was raised. I don't know, you know. But whatever. This is so cynical. This is just so friggin' cynical. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Chris in San Diego. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I had to take it off a speaker. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to say something that I've been trying to get on Fridays for a while, but you've asked a while back if you ever seen Donald Trump laughing. Mm-hmm. And there sadly is a picture of him laughing when he was giving the Israeli intelligence to the two top Russian spies in the Oval Office.
Oh, you're right. As he's trying to engineer the murder of an American spy or an Israeli
yes,
spy. Yeah.
He was laughing, and that's only time you've ever seen him laugh.
Yeah.
Nuts. Another thing that I was going to say, right after the vice presidential debate, J.D. Vance said something, and it's a quote, and nobody picked up on it. He said, if Donald Trump gets elected, the people I love the most will benefit greatly. He literally said that, and nobody said, wait a minute, not all Americans? He's not worried about all Americans.
No.
He's only worried about that. You know, the people he loves.
Yeah. I mean, it's so clear that this guy is a sociopath. He is lying with the same kind of easy facility that Trump does. I think Trump goes beyond that. I think he's a psychopath. I'm not sure about Vance, but, you know, clearly there's something wrong there.
And the media has not been, like, I got 30 seconds of Trump going on about Arnold Palmer this week. When Joe Biden would make any sort of mistake, it was on a 24-hour news cycle. They spent 5-10 minutes on it. Is he losing it?
I know.
You know, I mean, it's more than apathy. It's intentional.
No, I agree with you. The corporate media's treatment of this election has been beyond reprehensible. It's been terrible.
Thanks for listening to me.
Yeah, good talking to you, Chris. Thank you for the call.
It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break here. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Get active, right? Activity is always the best solution for despair. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. We are still sane, and we're still talking. I'll be right back with your call.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarium is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarium's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superbarium and get 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, the Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, to get that free month supply of Superbarium and 15% off. Go to superbarine.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out, and you'll get that free month supply plus 15% off. Superbarine.com, code TOM.
Dangerous plan. Hitler's lies spread like fire through fear. Repeat them enough and the truth disappears. It happened once, don't turn a blind eye. History repeats, don't let it slide by. It can't happen here, the warning's loud and clear. When power grabs hold and the truth disappears,
minutes past the hour. Ted in Black Diamond, Washington. Hey, Ted, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Professor Tom. May your coffee always stay hot.
Well, thank you. Actually, it's matcha tea this morning. I have a little Mr. Coffee heater, so thank you.
All right. Well, my wife and I were voting at home last night, voting for Kamala and Tim, and going down the list, and all Democrat except for one Republican, which was Jamie Herrera Butler. She was one of 35 Republicans to vote for the second impeachment of Donald Trump. She was one of nine Republicans who voted Steve Bannon in contempt. And she also voted for $14 billion for Ukraine. Now, that's not to say that all of her policies were enlightened from a progressive point of view, but she was willing to put it out there, and she was primaried. And her successor got beaten in the general election. Of course, she lost her seat from the primary, and she's running for commissioner of public lands. And Seattle Times felt that she was a reasonable candidate, and I think so, too. I think we do need to support Republicans who want to bring back a good-faith Republican Party.
The problem is there isn't one right now. I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying.
There's not a party. There's you know, like Liz Cheney. You know, there's individual Republicans, but not a Republican Party.
That
we have right now, and so we need to see the MAGAs, you know, kicked out of the Republican Party. But no, the point I was making, I was visiting my friends in Colorado, and they're watching Fox News, and they're going, you know, Putin's really not that bad of a guy. It was Ukraine that invaded Russia, and they were taken back. And I thought, well, wait a minute. I told my friends when I came out there, I said, I'm going to come visit you guys, but we're not going to start talking politics because I, you know, old friends, you know, we got our positions. But when it came to Putin, I told my buddy, I said, look, I said, I'm not going to whitewash Putin with me. He is an enemy of the United States. He's every bit as bad as Stalin. He's a thug. He's a murderer. He came up the hard way through the KGB, you know, and he's killed people repeatedly, up close and personal.
Including his political opponent.
Yeah, you know, and this whitewashing that we hear is absolutely insane. It's turned the Republican Party inside out, you know, compared to the party of Ronald Reagan. And, you know, I want to have rapprochement with Russia, too, but not with what Putin stands for.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, Ted, thank you. Thanks for sharing that story. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom.
last Friday I talked to you about the mail-in ballot and how that scam went through on where they, you know, you informed me that it was a scam, which it is, where they text you about the, you know, 13 cents and, you know, we'll get the package, all that crap.
Yep.
Well, I got to thinking that, I don't think it was a coincidence, but, you know, I called this number about, you know, how to get the mail-in vote, and later that day, all of a sudden, this text pops up. Turned out it was from India.
Yeah.
Who's ever doing this.
Yep.
And I'm just, you know, concerned about, like I said, it's too weird to be a coincidence that, you know, immediately after I talked about getting my mail-in ballot sent to me, you know, boom, this text comes up.
They're just persistent, Tom, you know, these scammers. And if you respond to their scam, not only will they try other ways to scam you, but they will sell your phone number and your name to other scammers. So you have now opened the door to, so you need to be very, very careful about not clicking on links in your email, and never, never, ever click on a link in a text message.
Yeah, I understand that. But the thing I was getting at is how, you know, if they're somehow hacked into this office that I called about getting my
I doubt that.
Yeah, well,
because the scam that they've got going has to do with, it says a package, or at least the ones that I've gotten and the ones that I've read about in the paper. You know, we're the U.S. Postal Service, and there's a package here, an important, you know, you know, please contact us. So, you know, that's really
kind of similar how years ago you'd get the phone calls from supposedly the IRS, you know.
Yeah.
Same bunch of crap. Anyway,
yeah,
I did receive my packet for mail-in vote. Mm-hmm. And here's another thing I wanted to bring up, kind of great. Sunday, six of the Republican guys that used to come to my beer and barbecues came over, brought food again, and declared that they're done with Trump, they're done with the GOP.
Really?
And they're done. Yeah, and it's like, wow, I can't believe it. I never thought I'd be able to.
And these are not the guys who burned down your shed or shot your dog.
No, these are people with intelligence. You know, they're
just Republicans.
Informed about, you know,
how about
good.
That? Well, that's a happy ending, Tom. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I realize it's not an ending, but it's a nice story. Tom, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing that with us, and keep up the great work. You're doing God's work there in Florida. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
CBS News Brief in Asheville, North Carolina. Former President Donald Trump surveyed the expensive damage caused by Hurricane Helene.
When I'm president, I will stand with you until the communities are fully rebuilt. Every single inch of every property will be fully rebuilt, greater and more beautiful than it was before.
Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney campaigned with Vice President Harris in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
We might not agree on every issue, but she is somebody that you can trust and someone that our children can look up to. And I think it's so important for us to cast the vote for Vice President Harris this time around.
Five people have been found shot dead in a home in Fall City, Washington. Cairo TV reporter Louis Tran.
We spoke with Lynn Trowern, who lives next door.
Yeah, they were all over my house. You know, we were next door, so the kids would come over on 4th of July and play with sparklers and everything.
Trowern says that the children were all homeschooled.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man accused with the brutal sexual assault of a UW-Madison student back in 2023 is pleading guilty. 27-year-old Brandon Thompson was charged with first-degree sexual assault, first-degree reckless injury, and strangulation for the attack. While the victim survived, she suffered traumatic brain injury and a broken jaw. Thompson will be sentenced in February. Suicide trends in Wisconsin are troubling. Brittany Merlot reports on numbers from the Department of Health Services.
Suicide rates have been on the rise in Wisconsin since 2019. And as of 2022, they found that over 50% of suicides in the state had to do with either relationship issues or physical health problems. And older men in rural areas were at the highest risk. They also found that over 16% of adult suicides in the state were veterans. I'm Brittany Merlau.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After months of speculation, it's been confirmed that Succession's Jeremy Strong has been cast in the Bruce Springsteen biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Strong will play Springsteen's manager, John Landau. The Emmy-winning actor is fresh off his appearance in The Apprentice as Roy Cohn. Deliver Me focuses on the time in Springsteen's career where he made his award-winning album, Nebraska. The Bear's Jeremy Allen White has been cast as the boss. The album Nebraska was a bit of a departure as Springsteen's fame as a pop star was starting to skyrocket. The record is ranked 150 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums Ever list. Esquire has called Nebraska one of the most honest and emotional albums in history. Fun fact, Jeremy Strong revealed that it's also his favorite Springsteen album. Deliver Me From Nowhere has an anticipated release of sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, mid-50s as we wake up Tuesday morning, a light south breeze. On your Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower to middle 70s. There will be a slight chance of showers late Tuesday. Currently 62 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you gotta pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is a candidate for State Senate District 18. Kristen Alfheim will be here. We'll wrap everything up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs, from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Criminals' hands stole from the children, scammed across the land, embraced the dictators, turned away from the light. But somehow Trump's back, just ready to fight. How did it happen? How did we fall? Trump's so corrupt, yet he's standing tall. Dark money's flowing, the billionaire's game, and now we're caught in this deadly flame. He's a whisker away, just a breath from power. Trump's fueled by billions in the darkest hour.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Fred in Exeter, New Hampshire. Hey, Fred, I've been to Exeter. How's everything in New Hampshire?
Very good. I'm listening to all the calls, and I'm just kind of short-circuiting. I feel like I'm living in that movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers when I bump into a Trumper.
Yeah.
I'm 67 years old. I've been pretty political. I've always been very interested in politics. I just cannot imagine that we're in a tight election with this buffoon.
Yeah.
And
criminal buffoon. A rapist buffoon.
Yeah. Well, you can go on and on. A criminal, a grifter. I mean, there's so many adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get here? How do we get to this political insanity?
It all started
you know
with
how
Reagan.
We got here? Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Rush Limbaugh,
yeah.
Newsmax, all of these propaganda sites that are allowed to spew sedition. And let's face it, that's what it is, because it's one thing to have an opinion or maybe a distortion of the truth, but it's completely different when you outright lie that Trump won. And, mm-hmm. you know, we had to have Fox have a monetary punishment of $784 million they had to pay. But why is this allowed? Why do we have our airways basically brainwashing the gullible, stupid people of this country where they're in their own world? It's a cult. You cannot reach them with facts. You cannot reach them with reason. So I'm very pessimistic about what's going to happen. I think we're going to have the popular vote be won by Kamala, but the electoral vote is going to be screwed around with because of these diehard, insane people who live in their own bubble and are doing everything they can to elect this dictator. It has to stop. And until we get our airwaves back, we are going to continue. Even if we win this election, the Democrats win, it's going to continue. The next election, they'll figure out something else to do until they finally win and get their Christian national dictatorship, because that's what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree with you, Fred. I'm assuming your question was literal and not rhetorical. And so if you're asking, you know, how is it that we have all this right-wing media across our airwaves? Part of it, probably the largest part of it, is that we believe in free speech. And, you know, regardless of how offensive it may be. But the larger part of it is, or another part of it, is that, you know, Ronald Reagan changed the rules of the game. In three big ways. He did away with the equal time rule that said that if media gives time to a politician, they have to give time to the other politician, equal amount of time. Number one, he did away with the fairness doctrine, which said that radio and television stations, in order to retain their licenses, must program in the public interest. And he stopped and he ordered the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Election Commission, and the Department of Justice to stop enforcing the Sherman Antitrust Act, the Clayton Antitrust Act, and the Antitrust Act of 1957. And so the right. consequence of that, and then on top of this, to just put a cherry on the top of it, Bill Clinton in 1996 signed the Telecommunications Act of 96, which ended all the ownership rules that prevented media monopolies from coming into being. And you know, I mean, within a year, you had Clear Channel go from just owning a few dozen stations down in the Southeast to owning something like over 1,000 stations. So, and putting right-wing yeah. talk radio on as many of them as they could. So, you know, you combine all those things together, and it's just basically been a dismantling of the structural things that guaranteed a diverse media. And as a result, we've got this relatively homogenous media now that's largely owned and run by right-wing billionaires.
One point I want to say, Bandy Lee, who is the psychiatrist who spearheaded Duty to Warn about Trump.
Yeah, she's been on this program many times.
Yeah, and she said something that really sticks out. Madness is contagious.
Yep.
And it is.
Yep.
And that's what we're seeing today. Thank you, Fox News.
Agree. Yep. Thank you, Fred. Yep, well said. Ron in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Well, I was at one of the VA clinics, and there was a couple of hundred people there, and I noticed several veterans from 50 and older were talking about Kamala Harris is not their vice president and will never be their president. And, you know, I'm looking and I'm listening and I'm saying to myself, why aren't the Democrats talking about all the unique things that were set up for veterans that Trump and the party that he represents have just completely annihilated all right. these unique things for veterans.
Right, that they've fought against, that they voted against, that they've tried to destroy. Yeah, and then
exactly.
the one, you know, and the one thing that Obama did where, you know, veterans can go to private clinics and use their veterans benefits in private clinics, Trump is lying and saying that he did that. I mean, it's crazy, Ron. It's just crazy.
It is, and it just blew my mind. I mean, I was there from 7 to 12 o'clock, and it's all that I heard from these vets that were 50 and older. And it was just driving me nuts.
I can understand.
You know,
that.
We got the Democratic
Party watching Fox News.
Fighting harder.
Yeah, they're all watching Fox News. That's the problem, Ron. You've got this Australian immigrant and his son, who I don't believe is an American citizen, who is going to take it over, who are, you know, making billions of dollars in profit by pumping lies and hate down the throats of American citizens. We had Jen Senko called into the show a little earlier. They made a movie out of her book, you know, the Brainwashing of My Dad, or maybe she wrote a book based on the movie. You can watch the movie on Netflix. And it's about how her dad went from being this sweet, liberal, progressive guy to he retired and he started watching Fox News. And within a year, even his own family couldn't deal with him. He became angry. He became bitter. He became paranoid. And then they used the child lock on the TV. You know, you can lock out channels on your TV so that people can't see them using this, you know, these child tools. And so that he could no longer watch Fox News. And within a few months, he was back to his old self, back to being a normal guy, just taking Fox News out of his diet. Your friends are being poisoned, Ron, or your fellow veterans are being poisoned, and they're being poisoned by you know, talk about immigrants, you know, poisoning the blood of America. There you go. It's the Murdoch family. Ron, thanks for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
You know, you listen to all the things that we're talking about, and you fit the pieces together, and we are going to be run by Opus Dei for the Catholics and Seven Mountains for the Protestants. We are going to have a slave population. You know, they aren't, like they said, we don't need to educate. You don't need to educate a slave. They just need to work for the food because they're hungry.
Right.
And that's what our country is going to be like. It's going to be structured like that. And, of course, those states want women, young women, doesn't matter, too young, whatever, to have children because they are going to produce the slaves. I don't think this country, they want to be white Christian nationalists. I don't think they want even slaves of color here.
You think that's why?
What are they going to do with all these people? What are they going to do with all these people of color? Yeah, where are they going to go?
Yeah, you think that's why Missouri, Nebraska, and Kansas sued the FDA to say, the abortion pill is, we don't have
they
enough pregnant 15-year-olds?
They want white slaves. And if you're a person of color, heaven help you. I don't know what kind of plans they have for them.
Yeah.
This is frightening. This is sci-fi frightening.
Yeah. No, I get it, Diane. And I don't disagree. And you say the white slaves, just look at Appalachia. I mean, there you go. Thank you, Diane. 44 minutes past the hour, almost 45. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your call. So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. At cbdistillery.com, the code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Tune in for a Civic Media special broadcast, Making Your Vote Count 2024.
Our founders placed us, American citizens, at the heart of our democracy.
Tune in for this Civic Media special Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there? Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about. Title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. Sign up today at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report by using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at www.HomeTitleLock.com.
Voices need to be heard. There's no place.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Audrey in Corvallis, Oregon. Hey, Audrey, what's up? Audrey? Hello?
Hello?
Audrey, are you there? Okay, Jim in Bristol, Wisconsin. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
I'm 72 years old, Tom, and I've been in the workforce since 1970. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I see everybody saying, we've got a great economy, but a lot of the people are saying it's a terrible economy.
Right, because Trump is lying about
that. And I've come to the conclusion that actually, the reason we're looking at this great economy as a terrible economy is because we finally have a Republican economy. And what does that mean? That means unions are gone, so salaries are down. Pensions are gone. College loans are tough to get. We've got, you know, the Medicare rip-offs going on with, you know, if you look at it with the filibuster all these years, our economy is now a Republican economy, and that's why Biden and Harris can't fix it. The only way they can fix it is new programs.
Yeah.
Okay? And so if you vote for Republicans, it's going to stay the same. I mean, they've been chipping. It took 40 years to chip away at all of these things.
Yep.
And you, Tom, would be the best to know this, is that you've got a lot of experience, and you could expand on this a lot. This is a Republican economy. It's a great economy. It's the best it can be right now. But it can't be fixed because it's got all these little broken pieces that Republicans have put in it over the years.
Right. The inability
of
students.
That's why people are upset.
Yeah. The inability of students to declare bankruptcy on student loans. You know, the obscene prices of health insurance and just general costs of health.
It's a Republican economy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said, Jim.
That's what it is.
I got
that's
it.
That's why people can't fix it.
Yeah. No,
and
I got it. Thank you. I gotta move along, but you're getting redundant here. Anita in Denver. Hey, Anita, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I'm just following up on a gentleman who called you for deporting Elon Musk and Rupert and Steele. I agree with him 100%, okay, because that would be the best thing that would happen to this country. And that would be like taking a maggot and face the trash out of your kitchen.
Yeah, Anita, I don't think that we should be deporting people based on their politics.
No, that's not.
Forgive me,
that's not my point. Deporting for bribery.
Oh, well, you know, if what Elon Musk is doing with his $1 million lottery is criminal, and it certainly looks like it is, then he should be prosecuted.
Yeah,
I don't disagree. If it's not criminal, then, hey, he's going to buy the election for Donald Trump. And you know, and he could do that because five corrupt Republicans on the take, Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, ruled that in 2010 in Citizens United. But I get your point. Anita, thank you. Carol in Seattle. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, vote Dave Upthegrove, not Jamie Herrera-Butler. We use the Stranger cheat sheet and the IBEW union guide to check our endorsements. Mm-hmm. I've known Dave Upthegrove for over 20 years, I think it is now, and we do not need a Republican in charge of our public lands in Washington State.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I didn't want to get into a battle with the caller because I didn't basically, I don't know Washington politics. So, but
think about it. Once that person holds that job, and they, you know what they want to do with the land. They're doing it in your state, too, you know?
Sure.
So, No. Just say no to Jamie Herrera Butler. Say yes to Dave Upthegrove. And okay. We voted. Woo!
Dave Upthegrove. Yeah, we did too over the weekend. In fact, I caught the mailman on Saturday as he was driving up to our house. I saw him coming, and I ran out, and here's my ballots.
So, there you go. You did it. Yay!
There you go. Carol, thank you for the call. And spot on. Thank you. Tucker in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tucker, what's up?
Hey, Don, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
First, I'm knocking on doors again this year.
Good on you.
And I want to tell everybody, we need more volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
We need as many volunteers as we get, so I want everyone to go and contact their local representative and see what they can do.
Yeah.
And the brainwashing of my father is actually on Amazon, not on Netflix anymore.
Oh, really? Okay, so you got to go to Amazon Prime for it. Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah. And you might have mentioned one quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Apprentice movie. I think you're better off watching Where's My Roy Cohen?
Okay. I think I've already seen Where's My Roy Cohen. That came out a couple of years ago, didn't it?
Yes, that came out a couple of years ago. It's really good, but it's more of a documentary.
Right, and it's also that's on Netflix or Prime or something like that. Well, Louise and I watched that at home.
Yes, I think it's on Prime. You have to pay for it. It's like $3.99 or something.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
The Apprentice,
exactly.
I think it gets too much of a human side to Trump.
Yeah, I've heard that, Tucker. I haven't had a chance to get out to see it. Tucker, thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote.
93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment reporter Chris Foran. And it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.